This is exciting.
Royal wedding. We head now across the pond. Westminster. London, England. Roger Bannister. Roger, are you there? Hello, this is the United States. Stan and Haney.
The United States calling, is it?
Yes, it is. Hi, Roger.
Pip, my boy. It's such a pleasure to hear from you.
With the royal wedding coming up, Haney and I were talking about it all week long. We knew darn well that the one that would have all the answers to the pomp and circumstance would be Roger Bannister, our insider. First of all, before I get into any details, describe the atmosphere over there, Roger.
Well, the atmosphere is just tingling with anticipatory delight, as you might imagine. We Brits enjoy the pomp and the circumstance, the pageantry, the gallantry, the BS-ery of the royal family.
Yeah, because this really doesn't mean anything. I mean, the royal family now and for hundreds of years just been, you're not a monarchy. It's just symbol, isn't it?
Well, it's a little more than that. But the fact of the matter is, as royal weddings go, I think when you look at this and you realize just how many people would have to die for Harry to ascend the throne. I mean, we're talking about the deaths of adorable little toddlers, and that's not anything we want to contemplate.
I mean, wasn't there something like he's sixth in line or something like that?
Well, as I said, you'd have to have adorable children probably involved in something very horrific for Harry to ever sniff the throne.
Because help us out here, Roger. If the Queen, who's in her 90s, passed away today, who would ascend to the throne?
Well, if you follow it strictly on tradition, then it would be Charles.
Right.
But it has been bandied about that the Queen would prefer that Wills would take the throne. Because Charles is an entitled ass.
Okay, you don't know that.
Everybody knows this.
Okay, all right. We heard the news. Maybe you can update us on this. Prince Charles is going to walk Meghan down the aisle. I know that there was the problem with the dad. Was he going to show up? Wasn't he going to show up? Suddenly mystery heart surgery. Then it was going to be her mother that walked her down the aisle. And then suddenly the big change. First thing this morning, it's going to be Prince Charles. What do we know behind the scenes? You're our man on the inside.
Well, perhaps you Americans were under the impression that the mother would be walking her down the aisle. I can tell you, as a loyal subject of the crown, that there was no possible way that was ever going to happen.
Really? No possible way? I mean, there have been women that have walked, future queens and princesses down the aisle. This has happened before in the history of the crown.
Uh-huh. Well, you seem to know the history of the crown quite well, Stan. Can you describe what these women look like? As far as the mother walking her down the aisle, it's not for publication, but I've heard that the words, "it will be a cold day in hell," were used.
Okay. Have we seen, you're the insider, have we seen the Roger, are you smoking?
I most certainly am. I'm having a celebratory fag.
That's what they call them over there, people. Don't get jumpy. That's what they're called. Take me through this. It's coming up on, what time is it over there? Like almost 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night?
Time flies when you're having fun. Okay. Yes, it's approaching 11. It's a little past quarter to.
Now, are there parties going on over there? Are you catching some of the inside scoop as to what's going to happen tomorrow? Because it's all very well orchestrated, but there's got to be things going on behind the scenes, no?
Well, it's all over the place, really. And one of the local hotspots would be Kensington Pub.
Kensington Pub.
Good luck getting a bar stool there.
Uh-huh. And where are you right now?
I am in Metairie, Louisiana.
Wait a second. I just went and had all kinds of codes and all kinds of permissions given to call London, and you're in Louisiana?
Yes, well, my cell phone still is routed through London, so you will be charged with an international call, but I am in Metairie, Louisiana.
I thought you're going to be there tomorrow for the Roy. So it's only not even 5 o'clock where you are, too.
Yes, but you asked me what time it was in London.
Look, I was under the impression, Roger, that you're an insider there and that you are over there and going to be at the wedding.
Well, I am an insider. I'm very close to the royal family. As a matter of fact, I had a ticket for the wedding and the reception.
Really? So you had a ticket right there? Where were you? Very close to the front?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've got it in my pocket right here. Let me take a look at it.
Yeah?
Row 444. I'll roll.
Let me ask you about this. And we know that this was going back part of the whole deal with the royal family, at least in the 20th and 21st centuries. Well, even with Queen Victoria, whenever there's pageantry, there's also marketing. They're going to be wearing the same hairstyles, looking for the same dresses, looking for the same clothing. Is that going on over there right now? Is Meghan Markle that popular that everyone in Great Britain's going to want to copy her?
Yes and no.
What do you mean?
Now, I will say this. She's well-liked because she's marrying Harry.
Right.
Were she to be marrying William, there might be an issue.
And hell, I don't follow this very much, Roger. A second marriage for her and she's older than Prince Harry?
Oh, and she is, yes. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's a tremendously good match.
Really?
I think that she may be a bit of an opportunist. Certainly would run in the family, wouldn't it?
Sure, but, well, true. But you would expect that the Queen would know this and not allow it to happen if this Meghan Markle's an opportunist.
Well, I am a... Well, she'll allow them to make their own mistakes, but I'm a firm believer that a true gentleman should only be involved with a woman. And this is irregardless of the gentleman's age, but a true gentleman is only dating or married to a woman between the ages of 24 and 38. So he only has 2 years of useful time with this woman. I mean, it's no secret what an embarrassment Camilla is.
Yeah, all horse teeth herself. You've been known to be an opportunist over the years. Are you getting anything out of this wedding?
Well, as I said, I am not in the UK. I am in the good old US of A. And I am on what I like to call a goodwill tour.
Ah!
Well, I am in Metairie, Louisiana, and there is a massive arts and crafts festival going on here.
Uh-huh.
And I am here as a representative of the British people and also of my commercial concern called, may I plug my website?
Oh, certainly. I think that's the only reason why you're on.
BannistersCanisters.com.
Yes, that has been around. If you're looking for British quality, and I'll tell you this right now, Bannisters Canisters has been on the website for a lot of years now. That's when you were selling those Diana babies.
Yes. And I know there's a great deal of enthusiasm in your country.
Uh-huh.
for this wedding coming up. And so I have a number of baubles and trinkets and, and whatnot.
Right.
That I think people will enjoy. They've sold very well.
Okay, authorized by the royal family or not?
In some way, you might say that they are not at all authorized, but you could also say that they're not authorized at all.
Okay, and they give us a couple examples. We've got about a minute left, Roger. If somebody wants to go to BannistersCanisters.com, what could they possibly get? And so a little trinket for this royal wedding.
Well, one of our best sellers, and it's half off, incidentally, is a piece that they're all collector's plates.
Collector's plates.
That you put on the wall. You don't eat off them.
No.
And one depicts Meghan Markle's father, Thomas. And we have titled it St. Thomas of Rosarita. That's where he lives in Mexico. And we have him depicted as a nude cherub, you know, with the bow.
Very classy. That's classy. You got one for the mother?
No. But we do have one for the bride, one for the groom, and then one of them together.
Uh-huh.
And the one for the bride is a tribute to our, and then in quotations, African princess, Meghan Markle.
You can't sell. They won't let you sell that stuff.
And then we have one of Harry, and it's beautifully done.
Yeah.
And it is entitled Our Gingerbread Prince. And it depicts Harry as a gingerbread man.
Right.
And so, and then we have several of them together.
Uh-huh.
Harry both as more of a portrait and as the gingerbread man. And then we have Meghan Markle wearing traditional African garb.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the broadcast. We're step-by-step making it through the week with as little wave-making as possible. Oh, by the way.
Wave-making.
Yeah, we don't want to make any waves. Don't want to cause any trouble. We've got one more week to, or the rest of the week, then it's vacation. If, and I know that you came in here a few minutes ago, if you noticed that it is a little gamey in here, that's because, well, two things. Jeff Zito ate a sauce-based TV dinner in the studio, and also
red or white red sauce.
Also, Busch Gardens came in with animals. They came in with a giant tortoise, a like porcupine kind of animal, and a giant hoot owl right here in the studio. The thing is, was amazing. Was amazing. They came by with several. And then with D-Train, wasn't there like a little tiny owl?
Yeah,
like a barn owl?
Yeah, the little hoot owl.
Well, what about the burrow owl?
It looks very similar to a burrow owl.
Very
I'll
tiny.
Show you in a minute. They also had a tortoise.
Yeah, big tortoise. Big, good-sized tortoise.
And a little porcupine platypus thingamajig.
Yeah, was it a platypus or a porcupine? Well, because it had quills.
Yeah, it had quills, but it had a real long nose like a...
Oh, there's a tiny owl.
Yeah, see, now that's not a burrowing owl.
No, it's a horned owl.
Burrow owl lives in a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Why do you think they call them burrow owls?
Yeah, stick.
But we want to think, look at that thing. Look at that. That was in the
studio.
Is
that a feather duster?
It's, that. Those things, look at them, they're like needles.
Yeah, my camera's garbage.
No, you can't even tell that's an animal. It looks like a feather duster.
Oh, it's like a platypus with spikes on him. And then there's the fella. He was big.
Did he talk to you? Did he go, wow?
No, he was kind of quiet.
Did he give you a knowing glance like he knows you keep one of his kind captive in your home?
He knew.
He knew
I could be trusted.
Did he? Did he communicate that to you?
I think so. I came a knock on his shell. He said hello. I got issues here.
What else is new?
Yeah. I'm going to reach.
There's Stan with an owl and Phoebe Cates in the back.
Isn't that beautiful?
Her cleavage, the best part.
Yeah, best of both worlds right there.
And you're both looking at him.
Yeah. I'm going to ask all of Southwest Florida to be the judge of this. You can check it out yourself. Headline, Wink News. Man accused of stealing woman's purse in downtown Fort Myers. Surveillance photos show a man accused of stealing a woman's purse Wednesday in downtown Fort Myers. The theft happened around 11 a.m. at the United Cafe on the corner of First Street and Hendry. Suspect came up from behind the woman, snatched her purse, fled east on First Street, then turned south on Hendry Street. That according to witnesses. Witnesses attempted to chase the subject, but he eventually disappeared from sight. Man is described in his early 40s. Be the judge. I think it's Dave. Surveillance. There.
You know, in the days of identity theft, not that I support this at all, but it's kind of quaint to hear about an old school purse snatching.
Yeah, that's Dave. Then they
he's dressed like Dave.
Yeah, and then they got another one with him running from the scene. And it's him.
We only see him on Fridays. I don't know what he does the rest
skinny,
of the time.
Skinny, wiry.
Now, the only thing he's got going for him is this gentleman's wearing a pant. Which Dave's not. Well, maybe that's part of his costume.
Correct.
Good disguise.
The old M.O.
No, I don't think that's him.
You sure?
Yeah, every other one I was convinced, but this one I don't think it's
him. That look, that's him.
Maybe.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm just.
I didn't know he owned a pant.
I gave
what
him a pant.
What are you talking about? He
week.
Just gave him blue jeans. Those, just gave him blue
those
jeans.
Those blue jeans would be huge on.
Those a little big.
Look, see what I'm talking about? It's long in the leg.
It is. Those don't fit him.
Nope, they're too long.
It's almost like they were made for somebody bigger than him.
Yep, at least a 6-footer plus. And D-Train gave him a pair of blue jeans last Friday.
Because they were about an inch too short for me.
That, and those are, oh, look at that! Those are the shoes I gave him. So he's wearing D-Train's jeans.
A button-up Dickie shirt.
Yep, which he has plenty of.
Probably scratched the K-Rock logo off of it.
And the shoes I gave him. And he's wearing a Detroit Tigers baseball cap.
Throw him off the scent.
Robert Hallman, a couple of weeks ago. Salesman. Can't see manager. Salesman Robert Hallman, big Detroit Tiger fan. Gave him a Tigers cap the other day because he didn't have any cap.
This doesn't look good.
No.
I don't think it's him, but the evidence is damning.
Once again.
Well, we wouldn't know. We haven't heard from him in over a week.
We haven't heard from him.
Well, nobody has.
Nobody has. Nobody has. Nobody. Nobody has. When I get calls from his other employer, have you heard from him? I haven't heard from him. Nobody's heard from him.
Apparently Wink News has.
Apparently Wink News caught him. you know, doing his thing.
It's so easy for you.
He isn't a pinch. He is trying to raise money.
Well, that was my point. Stan, you have such an easy job being Dave's prosecutor.
Yes,
as
I do.
His defender, it's a very hard job.
It is. It has to be to come up with a new
scheme. It weighs on me.
You know, for it to be palatable and not sound like a bunch of lies.
Oh, don't get me wrong. He'll give me plenty of excuses and diversions, but I can't use any of them because they don't make sense. So
we're gonna take a break.
Is it possible that's not him? I think it is.
Sure, it's possible that it's not.
This is not a test. If this were an actual test, we would have told you otherwise. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. It is a Thursday afternoon. Coming up on the show today, we'll have the grab bag for you here in just a second. Stan's audio grab bag. About an hour from now, we'll play What's on the List? 10 things. Name one of the 10 things on the list, and you'll get yourself a nice prize. We got good prizes this week. And then later on today, we will pose to you our question of the week. But right now, it's grab bag time, and it's brought to you by the Pewter Mug down in North Naples. Soon to be in a new location. Their old one's still there. $50 later on to the Pewter Mug. They were like at $25 before, and they sent down the Pewter Mug. When you give away prizes, make it $50.
Very nice.
We thank the Pewter Mug for sponsoring the grab bag for a long time. Well, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced that he is retiring, and already.
Oh, yeah.
Already there's the reactions.
Judge Anthony Kennedy is retiring from the Supreme Court. The left is like. The right is like. Yeah! Immigrants are like. Big business is like. And millennials are like.
Wait, is that the YouTube guy?
This has been A Look at America now that Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, kind of describes it. What? I think you did the story on this. Now I'm going to tell you ahead of time. What you're going to hear is creepy. Pornhub trying to help the blind and people that, well, they can't see too well, they can't hear too well. are not only putting closed captioning now on their porn videos, but for the blind, they've got narration.
Play-by-play?
Play-by-play. They can't see what's going on, but they at least want to hear what's going on, because when they hear the sounds, now somebody describes to the blind what is going on.
Because we've discovered with a lot of porn videos, because we've done the test side-by-side comparisons, most people cannot tell the difference between a woman giving birth and a woman in a porn video.
Yep. Just the sound. So now Pornhub is giving the blind narration. This is real. This is what, I guess you got the proper hookup for the audio narration.
Hello, everybody, and it's another beautiful day here at a rented home in the South Valley here in California. With me, as always, Stan Noelonic.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome.
And we think we've got a good one for you today.
Take a listen to this. This is real. The narration for the blind at Pornhub.
A white woman in a cheap-looking red power suit sits next to a tall, lanky, white, middle-aged man with brown hair, a white shirt, gray suit, and a red striped tie.
We move to an interview where we see a teen girl from the waist up sitting in a bright white room, cut to a side shot inside the cab, and a girl gets in, black hair, lots of makeup, and squeezing a nice, curvy figure into a tight blue dress. The video begins with a small Latina with dirty blonde hair, lying face down on a massage table with nothing but a small towel covering her ass. She's on her hands and knees, her back pleasantly arched. Her butt points up and out. We cut to a POV of a guy looking at a hot teen lying on the bed on her belly. The video opens with a young white girl. She puts a piece of equipment back on a shelf, then tiptoes around the corner to look over at something.
When he tells her that he can't work his tanning bed, she bends over and her points right up at him.
Yeah, I'll be back.
That's hot.
I didn't know that asses were capable of that much expression.
Yep. Yeah. They talk to you. I'm telling you right now, that's 100% real. Ugh. And it does. It gets you thinking. Very, very descriptive. McDonald's is stealing an idea from Seinfeld. And I guess they're no problem taking credit for it. McDonald's is going to be selling muffin tops. Not the bottom part. It's the top of the muffin. Something that Elaine did on Seinfeld.
I can't believe somebody pulled the top off this muffin.
That was me. I'm sorry. I don't like the stumps.
So you just eat the tops?
Oh, yeah. It's the best part. It's crunchy. It's explosive. Mm-hmm. It's where the muffin breaks free of the pan and sort of does its own thing. I'll tell you, that's a $1 million idea right there. Just sell the tops.
She's right on that. I mean, how many of us get a big one of those big giant blueberry muffins or chocolate chip muffin, and what do? You break it off. You got the stump, you got the muffin top. What do you eat first? Your favorite, the muffin top.
Speaking of Seinfeld, in that historic final episode,
yes,
the guy that played the judge, he died.
Yeah.
Don't worry, full life, yep. 78.
Yep.
He usually played a general or the president in a lot of movies.
Good for him. Good for him. I see you had some red sauce under there, Zito.
Did that have an effect on the animals?
I don't know, because I came in here, it was a Mike Gamey. But then he ate before the animals came in.
had to have been driving them nuts.
And you smelled the sauce, the tomatoes.
Frozen entree?
Yeah, it was TV dinner.
Was it a Stouffer's or was it like a low end?
It was a Stouffer's, wasn't it? Lean cuisine.
Oh, Jeff, you don't need to be eating that. It's just when you're photographed from a certain angle. You're not really...
Well, he was left with that because a certain somebody won't give him a lunch anymore because he...
Slop?
She's tired of hearing that. Oh, really? Well, then you can get your own lunch. He had to pull it out of the freezer. Bring in a Stouffer's. And that's what he had to choke down today. So, watch his attitude change. You're not going to be hearing the word slop around much more.
Oh, I think you will.
You think you? I don't think you will.
I think you're right.
Oh, because he is a truth teller.
Really?
Let's try.
Really?
Jeff, what'd you have for?
Don't want to be challenged.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
Well, I had takeout last night.
What'd you have the night before?
A slop.
Hey, what do you got there?
Goodie bag. I'm sure you want a freebie, don't you, Stan?
What do you got? Oh, it's from Busch Gardens.
Yep. Beer is back. Summer nights. That's good.
Yeah.
Who was the somebody else had one?
It's one of those new guys.
Yeah,
but
what's his deal?
He won't be here long, I'm sure.
Who's doing the hiring now? Because there's been some real weirdos in this building of late.
You're right. Oh, a pad, a pen, and a cup.
You know what?
You
can keep the pad and the pen in here when we need paper and a pen.
That would come in handy.
That's nice for, there you go.
Yeah, who's doing the hiring around here?
I don't know.
Have you noticed there's a lot of effeminates in the building?
Oh, have I noticed?
Hey, I don't want to get into details. I can't. But wasn't there a quiet guy down the other end of the hall that was here would talk to nobody?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Gone. He was effeminate.
Any problems?
Why is there so much effeminance in the building?
I think it's the time that, you know, you're getting these younger guys and they're more in touch with their feelings.
What did they used to call?
You know, when I started out in this business as a teenager, and I was a Jack Daniels swilling AC/DC listening.
What are they now? We're like metrosexuals.
Skirt chasing mother.
Yeah,
no more.
That's a business now.
They got feelings now.
Yeah, that's why we had to go to that class.
And they're all wearing women's clothing.
You know,
it's a blouse.
No, it's these tight jeans.
Yeah.
Well, what do they call
them?
With
the elastic around the ankles.
Stretch jeans.
Jumpers.
Jumpers.
Rompers. What's happened? Are we dinosaurs?
Yes. I mean, I even hear kids aren't really getting bullied in school, you know, anymore.
What
like the ones that are, you know, different.
Yeah.
They're not even getting pushed around anymore.
Well, that's how they get away with it.
Yep.
Nobody's telling them, hey, you don't do that.
You know, you used to like the fights when it would happen and the teachers would stay out of it.
Yep. Then they don't go off to college. They get a job at a work site and then they're in for a big surprise.
Because the teachers, they'd go, it's for his own good.
Here's proof. Great timing. Video out online. Tough guy. Thought he was a tough guy. Wants to get a tattoo. Then he do get some ink done. Now, most people, you get some ink done. You do it. It's not like the end of the world. This guy wants to get out. Everybody's doing it. Get some ink done.
Oh, God.
Big baby.
Now I can testify. I was there when Stan got his last tattoo. Not a whimper. Not a peep.
I was saying hi to everybody, talking up a storm,
waiting for the next smoke break.
Yep. This guy. Come on.
Never been a fan of tattoos. Never been a fan of tattoos or suicide. because it's a permanent answer to a temporary question.
That's so true.
I mean, can you imagine if I had gotten tattoos when I was younger and I, well, you know, I had like Van Halen and AC/DC on my arm?
Yeah, man, that'd be cool.
That would be.
That'd be damn cool. And you got them before, you know, when they were still big. Oh, this ain't something I did yesterday. All right? That's a Van Halen from 1980.
You know, portrait of Hendrix's face on my chest.
Yes, yes. Yes.
SRV up and down my arm.
F yeah.
I might have done okay.
Yeah, man.
And then I'd have another one called the Three Kings with a crown and then, you know, Albert, BB, Freddy underneath
the
crown.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Kick ass.
I would have done okay, but not everybody would have.
No.
What about the people that would have gotten like a Bananarama tattoo? Kids,
look at them now. Embarrassing.
I keep forgetting.
Yep.
You know, I'm the top percentile.
Yep.
I'm the super elite.
I can speak from example. I got a rising phoenix on the lower part of my back.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, well, I got put on weight. Remember the guy I had that used all the old computer equipment, the floppy disk and all that, and made music with it? He's got another one out now. Guy built a huge contraption. Old printers, floppy disk drives, and he programs it to do sounds for songs. Here's the Airwolf theme played on old computer parts.
A lot of effort.
Yep.
Look, there's Melania. She's going down to check on those kids. She's an angel.
Rage Against the Machine was doing a concert in Sweden.
When they get back together.
Yeah, they're in Sweden.
Didn't they not get along or something?
Well, the lead singer left a long time ago, and that's why they had Chris Cornell join them. They made Audioslave. Zach left in the early 2000s.
Tom Morello's in the band.
Well, that's a guitar player.
Yeah. Zach back?
And he has a broken arm.
I don't think they could do it without Zach, did they?
I don't think so.
They're doing it. Well, Tom Morello really can't. He has a broken hand. And
so he's gotten a collection of floppy disks and old printers.
He called a fan up into the crowd to play his guitar when they... when they played Bulls on Parade. Here, take a look. Here.
Last Thursday, I fractured my hand and broke it in two. And the doctor said, there's no way you guys are going to be able to go on tour. So here I am 5 days later, rocking it to the best of my abilities. But I got to tell you, my arm's getting a little tired right now. Is there anybody out there who knows how to play any Rage Against the Machine songs?
That's Prophets of Rage.
That's got to be my man. All right, give that guy my guitar.
I think that's Chuck D singing.
Who do they have singing?
Well, Prophets of Rage has Chuck D in it from Public Enemy and a bunch. It's kind of like a super group.
Oh, so that's not Rage Against
the Machine. No, they're just playing a Rage song. No, they're Prophets of Rage.
Right.
Featuring Tom Morello.
They're in Sweden.
One of them is dressed up like an Arab.
congratulations to...
A lot of communist imagery associated with them.
Who is this guy? What's it just says a contestant. A middle-aged guy named Scott won $26,001 on Jeopardy and swept the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame category. Let's play...
Could I have done it?
Let's find out. Let's play Jeopardy.
The Hall is still saving all its love for this 25-time Grammy nominee and her 11 number one hits.
Whitney Houston.
You say Whitney Houston? You're right.
Amy?
Who is Mariah Carey?
No. Scott?
Who is Whitney Houston?
Correct.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 800.
Are they not men?
Devo.
Then why aren't these new wave pioneers from nearby Akron in the Hall?
I'm sorry, who is Devo?
Scott?
Or Devo.
Good.
Rock and Roll 1200.
Are you kidding? These alt-rock legends weren't part of the class of 2018, their first year of eligibility?
Yeah?
I don't know what that is.
Who are the Beastie Boys? Nope. Radiohead.
Rock and Roll 1600.
This famously gloomy Robert Smith band has been passed over for 14 years.
The Cure.
Who is The Cure?
Scott.
What is The Cure?
Yes.
Rock and Roll 2000.
Sadly, Lemmy won't be around to accept if and when this Ace of Spades powerhouse is ever inducted. Scott.
It was Motorhead.
Yep.
I think you would have done pretty good, Haney.
Yeah, but there'll always be one question that'll trip me up.
Yeah, and then you'll hear when time's up. Oh, sorry, time's up.
How does it go?
Like that.
We should make a song. Hold on a second.
What do you want?
Let me see if I still got that.
No. What? We'll do it when we come back.
All right.
And find whatever you want, and I'll do it for you.
Oh, yeah, because that would be great.
96K Rock.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Nowhere near enough. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Telephone lines open. It's area code 239-277-9600. We throw in that 239 for those outside of our immediate area. I'll tell you, yesterday, we had some stick pins we were putting up yesterday from all over this great land of ours. If you call in and you're from out of our area, tell us where you're listening to us and how you're listening to us, and we'll give you a stick pin on our big map. If you are local and would like to contribute to the show, we could wind up giving you a prize. I'll go over those prizes momentarily. 277-9600. We had animals in here today. We had Zito eating a sauce-based TV dinner in here today. And we have an air conditioning system that doesn't cool equally. I've got to keep the thing down to 66 degrees.
No, not damn.
Just to make it bearable.
That damn thing was a lean cuisine, so yeah. It got fake meat in it.
Yeah, now, I posed the question. Zito said, I've never seen one in a studio before. And I replied, there's a lot of things in this studio that you wouldn't see in other studios. Broken down. Okay, but what about... Haney, a ceiling fan. Nice. They're whisper, quiet ceiling fan to circulate the air in here.
You don't think the mics would pick it up?
No.
I'd push the dust around, though.
Well,
all the papers on the wall start slapping.
Take them down.
No.
Or put them up tight.
Batten down the
hatches. I need air. I need circulation in here. You know, you've got grown men. Trying to do a job around here, and it's clammy and stinky.
And it hurts.
And it hurts. It stinks and it hurts. 277-9600. Here's what we got for you.
I hope you still got your Jeopardy sound.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
All right, do your thing, and then we'll work with that.
277-9600. We got tickets to 30 Seconds to Mars. At the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. That's for Saturday, so you better act fast. We have a pair of tickets to Adventure Island, Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw, Sky King Fireworks, $60 gift certificate to Sky King for the 4th of July. Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs. Oh, and by the way, on that one, D-Train, take one off. Guardian started getting mouthy yesterday. We've got...
Jesus.
So, got to take one off. Complimentary... Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that. He did. But I shouldn't say that. He was here yesterday, and he was asking, so when do you guys go on vacation? I said, next week. He said, he says, you always go on vacation when it's my birthday. I said, your birthday's next week? He said, yeah. And then he started, you know, you got something for me?
Who's this?
Guardian.
What?
And so I said, yeah. So I gave him a Butch's Famous Burger.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a hug.
Well, I gave him the hug, too. Gave his lovely wife a hug. But, yeah, he's celebrating a birthday. Happy 83rd to the Guardian.
You should have said you painted him a photo. What more does he need?
Yeah, I know. Happy, I think it's 83. Could be more.
He is an incredible person.
Yes, he is.
And he is so lucky to have Jane.
Yes. Yes, he is. We have a complimentary auto health checkup from Naples Nissan. Tickets to a miracle game. A Haney bobblehead signed by me. And $50 to the pewter mug. Used to be $25. Now it's $50. 277-9600. What do you want to do with my Jeopardy sound?
Well, I'm going to trust you.
I'll get to you callers in a second.
To hope, because I want to do two things, and we'll start easy. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the basis for every rap and or hip-hop song ever made.
Yeah.
It's all based on this, and I'd like you to feel the beat. And put the Jeopardy sound in it, because I think it could be a hit.
Right. You tell me where I should insert that.
All right, let's get started.
All right, roll them.
How about this funky soul we got here?
That's not the right version.
That's not the one. I know what version you're talking about, and that ain't it.
I want you to come back.
Nope. That's not the one I want.
Well, when you find it, let me know. 277-9600. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Andy in Naples.
Hi, Andy.
Hi. I got a question for you guys. Yeah. I've been listening to you for... I don't know, a year or so now. And
did you just move down here?
No, I grew up around the Fort Myers area, but got a new job, and I'm driving around a lot, and I just can't stand the, pardon my whatever.
Well, just for me, okay, that'll work.
Yeah, on the radio, but anyway, you guys are entertaining and very animated. I listened to Bubba in the morning, and they're on Twitch, and I think it would be awesome to get a visual of...
Wait a second. You want us to play video games instead of doing the show?
No,
Twitch, the feed. The feed.
Yeah, isn't that all that's for?
It was originally primarily used to broadcast your video game playing, but much like everything else, once money gets involved, it spins off into other avenues.
And you
set up webcams in your studio and you broadcast to Twitch.
You ever hear the old saying, you don't want to see how the sausage is being made? You don't want to see us. Now, the only thing that we will feed and stream will be when on Friday when Dave does something ridiculous. But you
Dave
know what?
The water baby?
Yeah, the water baby. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Can I get you something?
Man, you know, the pewter mug would be awesome.
Yeah, done. Hold on.
I can't believe I lost that. I used to have that.
Used to have it in the box.
I did. I don't know how I lost that.
I think that's the wrong one. I think you're up line one. Thank you. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy. Bye. Bring on the juice. I like that part. Bring on the juice.
Can you do the Jeopardy sound?
How's that?
Now give me the Jeopardy sound dry.
Like that.
All right.
2779600.
Is that the correct tempo?
I can't remember. I just remember I used to mock it as a kid when time was up. It was you do 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 you do 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 like that.
So you've been doing that a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, since my college days.
Let's see if we can work it into this song.
No, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening. A recording for Blue Note Records.
You want me to do that
when he goes
pattern?
Libbity bitty bitty bop, you do the Jeopardy sound.
Over it or
yes,
after it?
Over it. Or see what feels good. We're freestyling. Funky, funky.
What's that?
Hey, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Groovy, groovy, jazzy, funky, pounce, bounce, dance as we dip in the melodic sea. Rhythm keeps flowing and drips to MC.
When's my part come
up? Sugar pop, rocks and pop, you don't stop till the sweet beat drops. I shall improve as I stick and move. Vivid poems are silent.
After this part.
Smooth, my, floating like a butterfly, new set of float, sung like a lullaby. Brace yourself as the beat hits ya. Dip, trip, dip, fantasia.
That was it?
Diggity big off. Here.
Oh.
Yeah. Feel the beat drop, jazz and hip hop.
Give me a try of that again. Give me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Very good.
I don't want to. Yeah, I like listening to this. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ken down in Naples.
Hey, Ken down in Naples.
That do-do-do sound sounds just like the opening to Soul Man from the Blues Brothers.
What? Hey, get Soul Man on. Get Soul Man on. There's no do-do-do-do-do. There's none of
no,
that.
Not yet. Now, do you want it by the Blues Brothers or by Sam and Dave?
Sam and Dave is the best one. That's the definitive one. Boy, I gotta really crank that up. That's a horrible version. Right there? All right, let me try it again.
There you go.
Now looky here.
Coming to you. On a dusty road. Good loving. I got
Sam
a truck
Moore, a guest on this show.
Love him.
A voice so spectacular.
So mad.
Yeah! We're on to something. Yeah, okay. Play it, Stan!
Yeah! Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
You got the music in you.
I know. It just has to come out somehow. Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
You do have the music in you, by the way,
I do,
Stan.
Yeah.
Hey, so you guys, it's hot in the studio. Your AC's not working too well, huh?
It doesn't circulate. Let me put it to you this way. There's three grown men here,
yeah,
and it gets warm. And
then, because we're on like a unit that's shared with other rooms in the building, they get really cold.
And they have to wear a sweater. And we have a great AC people that come in and they try to put the dampers in there and the things where you close the vents and that doesn't work for them. And yes, yes, you know.
Well, so I'm listening to you guys talking about that and I'm feeling your pain because I know how much it sucks not to have the AC. I'm driving along in my car and I swear right after you started talking about it, the AC shut off in my car.
Oh no.
That is brutal.
That's the worst.
That's brutal, the worst. I'm hoping it's just a fuse or something, man.
Yeah, I hope so. What can I get you to make it a little bit easier?
Oh, I appreciate it, but you guys gave me a prize about 3 weeks ago.
All right, no problem. Well, we'll see you in about another 2 weeks.
Sounds great.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to tell you something.
You got another one in you?
Which one do you got me to do? What here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah! Annie and I are old enough to remember this. And I don't know you living down in Florida.
Yeah,
if this was the case. I've
lived down in Florida.
The Florida area.
Yeah.
But we're living up north. It was always something extra to have air conditioning in your car. It was an upgrade. It was not standard equipment. So when you went to the car dealership back in the day, it was not, you didn't expect it to have air conditioning in. You would have to go and put that in as an add-on to have AC in your car.
When I was born in 66 in Daytona Beach, the cars I was in did not have air conditioning. The house that I was living in did not have air conditioning.
Yeah, and you're right. Now, old Florida, and I learned this from you, and I learned it from a lot of people that have lived their entire lives down here. The architecture of building a house was different.
Mm-hmm.
You would have not a porch, but you'd have a wraparound where it would be a place where you could get cross breeze. And so you'd open up certain windows in your home, and you'd have the wraparound porch, and the breeze could go and blow through it. Same thing up north.
No central.
You had to get the window shakers. And every year, I remember my old man putting a window shaker in.
And a lot of them were designed in the style, I guess you call them shotgun shacks, where your front door and your back door were lined up, so you've got the cross breeze.
Yep. They knew it ahead of time, because central air? What are you kidding me?
The only place that there was regular air conditioning was one room, actually. There were two rooms that had window shakers at my grandmother's house, and it was a small house. And so she wouldn't run both of them at the same time.
No, used a lot of energy.
And I remember on summer days going over to see my grandmother, and I would just stand in front of that thing.
One in maybe like the living room, one in a bedroom.
And you think about, you know, like with Irma, and I'm as guilty of it as anybody else, where you're just going, oh my God, when is this going to end? Turn the power on.
That's the way it was always.
It was
much
different.
But I'm telling you, where I live, like I live in a condo, there's no cross breeze. But I'll tell you right now, during Irma, sitting out on the porch, you could have put a candle on our table out on the porch, and that candle would not flicker. That there was no air. There was no breeze after Irma. That thing was straight up and wouldn't flicker.
But, you know, it wasn't that terribly uncomfortable back then.
Because they built the houses the right way.
Yeah.
Got a little breeze going through, and your body gets used to it.
And
your body can regulate its temperature.
And it wasn't completely overrun with people. And we could just drive down to the beach, jump in the ocean, cool off.
Yep. We'll be back. We're going to give you a chance to win. What's on the list? Stan and Haney.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Glad to have you along. Here's our buddy, Sam Moore.
Hi, this is Sam Moore, formerly of Sam and Dave. Would you believe you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock? Bet you will.
Ah, there he is. One of the greats.
Love him.
One of the greats.
Hey, did you know that Sammy Sosa's white now?
Yeah. He's bleached his skin. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He seems happy.
Yep. And good for him. From the Absolute Law text line, hey, guys, my granddad used to ride through town with his windows up to make people think he was rich and fancy enough to have AC in his truck.
It really was. It was a completely different world.
Yep. There's Sammy Sosa. If he's happy, he's happy. Who are we to say anything?
He does look like a different person.
Right. Completely different. Completely.
But yeah, man, the old days, no AC. And I remember riding in my mom's Dodge Dart, and it had vinyl bench seats.
Yep.
And my legs would get burned.
Tell you, you wanted the bucket seats? Extra. Bench seat. Vinyl.
And it would, that is what would get so ungodly hot.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And window tinting, though, they didn't know what that meant.
There was no such thing.
No such thing.
Back in those days, if you really wanted to take care of your car, you weren't thinking about luxuries like that. You'd take it to Rusty Jones.
Thank you, Haney.
Because they just made cars the same all over, yeah. And they weren't made to be exposed to salt air.
No, they weren't.
And they'd rust right away.
And then up north, they weren't made to be exposed to sand and salt in the winter and rot away. Well, you got yourself a Northeastern car up there. No, don't buy it. Don't buy a used one from the Northeast. All that salt. That rock salt. We're going to give you a chance to win. Stan's What's on the List. We've got 30 Seconds to Mars. We got Adventure Island, Babaku Saw, Sky King Fireworks, Butch's Famous Burgers, Complimentary Auto Health Check from Naples Nissan, Miracle Game, Haney Bobblehead, $50 to the pewter mug. 10 things on the list. Your job, be the first one to name one of them on the list. We'll cross it off. Somebody names something else, they'll get themselves a prize. This, you got to put the old thinking cap on. Well, maybe it's in your own home right now. House rules. House rules. New survey found out what the most common house rules are for people. Whether it's mom that makes the house rules, dad that makes the house rules, kids, no kids, guests coming over to the house, husband being henpecked by the wife, not. These are the most common rules people have in their homes. Name one of them, you're going to win a prize. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Went over the prizes with you. You know, everybody has their house rules. You probably grew up with a few house rules. Maybe they're still in force now. Mom might make them. Dad might make them. You might have your own. Top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Kenny down in Naples.
Kenny, give me a house rule.
How about don't touch the air conditioner or the heater?
No, not on the...
Good answer, but yeah. Not on the list.
I'm sure it should be on farther down the list, but not in the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Eddie.
Eddie, what do you think's in the top 10?
Putting toilet seat down.
Number 10 on the list, put the toilet seat down.
Mom always used to get mad at me for that.
Of course. What would you like?
I think the Adventure Island would be awesome.
You got it. Hold on. That's how the game's played. There are 9 more popular house rules than put the toilet seat down. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Rodney.
Say again?
This is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney, welcome to the show.
Ahoy, Dan.
Ahoy, buddy. What do you think's on this list?
Pick up after yourself.
Hold on. I'm not going to count you out yet. More specific. Think of something specific about picking up for yourself.
Pick up your laundry off the floor.
Yep. That is number... Where is it? Hold on. I know it's... there it is. Number 4. Just pick up the dirty clothes, put them in the hamper. Don't leave those dirty clothes on the floor. What would you like?
The fireworks, please.
Going to give you a gift certificate, $60 in value to Sky King Fireworks for the 4th of July. Congratulations.
Thank you, gentlemen. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Hold on, and we'll send you over to D-Train. Yep. Now, again, picking up after yourself is a very broad term. That's why I asked him to be a little bit more specific, and he pretty much said, get the clothes off the floor and put them in that hamper. Number 4 on the list. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Jim from Lehigh.
Jim, house rule, what is it?
Don't leave dirty dishes in the sink.
That's a good one. Let me see. Hold on. Not on the list. Although that is an important house rule. You shouldn't be stacking up dirty dishes in the sink. You know what? Either wash them or put them in the dishwasher. You don't have to wash them right away. Make sure you rinse. Put them in the dishwasher. Not on the list. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Alan.
Alan, what's on the list here? House rules.
How about turn a light off when you leave a room?
You betcha. Turn the lights off when you're not in a room. Number 5 on the list. What would you like?
Hey, you got another one of those Stan bobbleheads?
We have Haney bobbleheads.
I would love a Haney bobblehead.
All right, I'll be glad to sign it for you. Hold on.
We wanted a Stan one, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're all out of them. Until we're not. Mm-hmm. All right, look what we found.
See, all right. They're trying to divide us.
Mm-hmm. They always have. Has it worked? Here's what we got so far. Number 10, put the toilet seat down. Number 5, turn off the lights when you're not in a room. Number 4, put the dirty clothes in the hamper and leave them on the floor. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike?
Lehigh, yep.
Mike and Lehigh, what do you think's on this list?
I believe it would be shoes off at the door when you come in the house.
Number 3 on the list, take your shoes off in the house. Don't be wearing your shoes in the house. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
What do you have left, man?
I'll tell you if I got it left. Just throw something out there. What do you want?
Miracle ticket.
Yep, done. Hold on. Yeah, don't take your shoes off. I always remember I had a neighbor when I was a kid growing up, because my mom used to let us wear shoes in the house because we had floors, a lot of floors, except for the living room. It was carpet, but we had floors. But you went over to the neighbor's house, the Roccos. Leave your shoes at the door, Stan.
Yeah.
Leave your shoes at the door.
I always found that weird.
I know my dad used to go over to Joe Rocco at night to go drinking with him.
Yeah.
And it was the same rule for my old man.
Oh, really?
Well, how about that? Old man Stan, you got to take your shoes off at the door. The hell I do. And it got into a big scuffle. And my father one night went home in a huff. Well, if you want to come over to my house and drink, you can come over to my house and drink. I ain't setting foot in that house.
I don't know what to do, Stan. I don't.
So.
Sorry.
But what my father did, true story, got those big plastic running things that had the little prickly things underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And he would carry his own when he went over there just to stick it to him. Oh, I'm going to go over and see Joe. Oh, let me get my rolling mat. And he'd walk up to the house and roll it out. Because he would not take his shoes off.
For any man.
For any man, anybody.
A cold day in hell.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Casey.
Casey, what do you think's on this list? House rules.
Eat with your mouth closed.
That's a good one, but it is not on the list. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
This is Eric.
Eric, house rule, what is it?
No eating on the couch.
No, that did not make the top 10. We'll go and take one or two more calls, and I'll give you the whole list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Doug.
Doug, house rule.
Close the door behind you.
Not on the list. One of these I haven't heard since the 1950s. But you ask a cross-section of people there. Ahoy, who's this?
TJ.
TJ, what do you think's on this list?
No food in the bedroom.
No, not there. You know what? Those are all ones that I remember. There we go. Number 10, put the toilet seat down. That's a universal one if you're cohabitating with a female. Number 9, nobody got it. Turn off the TV when you're not watching it. Number 8. Well, if you're in a religious home, I wasn't around this. Number 8, no swearing. Let me tell you right now, in my house, growing up, a lot of swearing. A lot of swearing.
Not by you.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. I remember the first time I let a swear word
you
come out.
You use that filthy word again, I'll knock your effing head off.
Yep.
You stupid.
Yeah.
Do as I say.
This shows you. I mean, Haney and I have been exposed to a lot of things and a lot of changing cultures in the last 40, 50 years. A lot of the cussing I heard, and it stuck in my head, was my old man just complaining about the world.
Mm-hmm.
And his big thing of, and keep in mind, this was used with a lot of swear words and epithets. I don't know why, because he'd be watching the NBA. The NBA game would be on Saturday or Sunday. I don't know why we have a GD color TV in this house. Enough color on the screen now. And I remember as a little kid.
I don't know
kid,
what game they're playing, but that ain't basketball.
I remember as a little kid not understanding what that was. And I had went, and I remember very small, asking him and my mom, thank God for my mom, putting a hand on my shoulder and say, don't get your father talking about it.
What was the other one that I really enjoyed? If you were out somewhere,
yeah,
and there were black people in the vicinity,
yeah,
like say you're sitting there somewhere and they see black people coming, yeah. What was it they used to say?
who used to say?
I don't know if it was an older female relative. It's getting a little dark out.
No, you know what? They never use that terminology. No, absolutely not. Not in my family. Not in my family.
I heard that from you.
No. Never getting a never that.
It's getting dark out.
No.
Where did I hear that from?
Not from me. He let me tell you something. And my father had more African American friends than the average suburbanite. He knew everybody. But he had his opinions. He was a Wallace man.
He is like, you couldn't make him up.
No. Number 7. Nobody got it. Don't leave wet towels on the floor.
What about dry towels?
I guess that'd be okay. Number 6. I haven't heard this one since, you know, back in the Depression days where people used to take baths once a week. Empty the bathtub when you're done. That was never used in my house. Empty the bathtub when you're done. Number 5, turn off the lights when you're not in a room. We got that one. Number 4, put dirty clothes in the hamper. We got that one. Number 3, take your shoes off in the house. The top 2, nobody got. Number 2, and I don't know about this, always flush the toilet. Who doesn't? And number 1, no shoes on the couch. Get your feet off the couch with those shoes on. They say those are the top 10.
Yeah, that shoes off thing always bothered me.
Yeah. Oh, then what do we got it for? My grandmother used to be that way. She bought new furniture and put that plastic vinyl all over it.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't sit up. She'd take it off for like holidays and something.
But then you couldn't use it.
You couldn't use it. I wasn't allowed to sit on it. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. We're going to check traffic here for you in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails 30 minutes away from our question of the week. We do it every Thursday. It's not a yes or no answer. Something that trigger a memory, feeling. You have the right answer. We'll do that in about 30. Few other things to take care of. Let's get our first look at traffic this afternoon for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay. First one, Fort Myers. Got a crash, 2400 block of McGregor Boulevard. And then in Estero, I-75 crash. Mile marker 122, that's I-75 northbound, and you are up to date. We'll have another update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. Haney's got you. Today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will, of course, have some things for you you did not know.
Right.
Huh.
What?
Well, they've done a new survey about how going on vacation affects us.
Really? Is it for the good or for the bad?
We'll tell you.
In less than an hour.
Burger King has teamed up with Budweiser. What are they up to?
Yeah, I want to know.
Stan covered this earlier. It was quite titillating. Pornhub is, they've added closed captioning and a service called descriptive video where they describe what's happening.
For the blind.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, for anybody. If you're walking around with earbuds.
Yeah.
D-Train got all flustered.
Now, we have a news story here, but I think it's more than that. It could be the plot for the next Pixar movie.
What?
A cow escapes from a farm and is adopted by a friendly family of deer.
Aww.
And finally, there is a warrant out for a man who called 911 over a glass of milk and his lost TV remote. People really don't grasp what that number is for.
Most do. The idiots don't.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We can always use laughter. That's why we're going to give you hopefully a little right now with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
Was something wrong over there?
Yeah, it froze up again. Here in a second, you should hear the smoker laughing here in a minute.
Oh, so the air conditioning air handler clicked
on?
Yeah,
it's off right now. Mm.
Does anybody...
No.
Does any... Look.
I've only had one crash today. I'm not complaining.
I'd like to have... In our listening audience, I'd like to have one person. Matter of fact, if it's during the emails or the jokes, I'll stop. I want one person who is an electrician to tell me why. What's wrong with this building that an air handler turning on and off will cause the computer to crash?
Oh, there it is.
And the crazy thing is my computer and my external sound card are plugged into a battery backup, which is supposed to provide battery power when there's a fluctuation.
How about you electricians out there? Anybody with a clue? Because we say it to the engineers here and the management here, and they look at us like we're smoking crack.
Now, whether we are smoking crack or we're not is not germane.
That's irrelevant. I want to know why an effing air handler kicking on or off would go and make a computer crash.
Dirty
every
power.
Time. Every time. There's something wired wrong.
And especially with it being plugged into a battery backup.
Yes!
Because whatever it is, it's having to skip over the protection, too.
Yep. Sorry about that, folks. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
There we go.
There it is.
If you've been paying attention, you know the Supreme Court's been in the news.
It sure has.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about the Supreme Court.
Top things you'd be surprised to know about the Supreme Court.
Deadlocks are resolved behind closed doors with a knife fight.
Yeah.
Take your sticky paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
My understanding is you do not want to cross Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, evidently.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Those guys down the hall, those jacksticks, they're telling you that the air handler shuts off the computer. What a bunch of morons. That's what they think.
Oh, I know.
It's like, what?
I've been in more than one meeting over the many decades we've been here, Stan, where I have thought to myself, how am I going to handle this? They honestly think I'm stupid and don't know what's going on. Should I play along?
No.
Taft was the only president to also be a judge.
Mm-hmm.
That is, until Bill Clinton gets his daytime show on Court TV.
Could happen.
He never touched me.
Some people say Clarence Thomas is the swing vote. At least I think that's why they call him a swinger.
Your battery backup is plugged into the same circuit as the HVAC system. It's on the same circuit. So says somebody that thinks they know. It's on the same circuit. The backup.
Well, I think that's obvious.
Yeah.
So what do you do to fix that?
But when the power fluctuates on that, it should switch to battery power.
Mm-hmm. The whole computer doesn't turn off. The sound card just loses connection for half a second, so I have to restart Audition.
What the hell? And they all think we're idiots.
Well, there's an argument to be made, Stan.
I hear you, Bert.
Sonia Sotomayor's real dream job is being a judge, but being a judge on The Voice.
Yeah.
Get that straight.
Oh, shut up. You are...
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
The new face of the Democratic Party, Maxine Waters.
Yep. Okay, I got the answer.
All right, go ahead.
Gentlemen, I've been an electrician for 24 years. Motorized equipment that draws a lot of power needs extra power at startup before it levels off. This startup draw of power can cause a surge within the electrical system if it has not been isolated properly.
What happens when it shuts off?
Sensitive electrical equipment like computers will react to those surges by shutting down and or restarting. Okay, how do we fix it?
Oh, that's a different story.
Exactly.
And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about the Supreme Court.
Yes.
When you consider all of the justices, the average age of a Supreme Court justice is deceased.
Yeah.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Mark, thank you.
I gotta tell you, I was a little disappointed I didn't get my canned TV laugh track today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought I'd juggle it up a little bit. I got it. I'll bring it back tomorrow.
All right. I'd appreciate it.
No problem.
Elvis has left the building.
Did you just hit that now, or was it hit a few minutes ago?
A second ago.
Okay. It's a little bit of delay there. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com. It's from Phil. Guys, I heard your list. I cannot believe no smoking in the house was not somewhere in the top 10. Again, we don't know the ages of these people saying it. Haney and I remember when smoking was commonplace in the home, where you'd have the big marble ashtrays, amber glass ashtrays, lighters on the table.
Even if the host didn't smoke, they would put out ashtrays and lighters.
Yes. Those big amber glass.
Just to be civilized.
Yeah. Yes, it was part of being civilized. I can still... Now, my mom did not smoke. My father smoked cigars, but he never smoked them in the house. But I've got pictures of me in a little high chair with my aunts and uncles there for a holiday or something. They're on the sofa, and baby Stan is in his little high seat there, and everybody's got them burning. Everybody's got them burning in the picture. This is from Rick. And yes, Rick, I will share this with our listeners. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. You were wondering yesterday about grams and ounces. Look at it this way. The American Silver Eagle is 1 ounce of silver. The small round replicas of the large coin are 0.999 silver grams. Signed, Rick, Lake Placid, Florida. I still don't get it.
No.
I'm more confused.
Yeah.
No, you're not confused.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Oh.
I'm a strong black woman.
I know. You're the face of the Democratic Party.
I think it is clear.
Yeah. Oh, it's clear to our president and most of Middle America.
Get that straight.
I think your corruption is clear.
Yeah.
I'm out to impeach this president.
They are talking about she couldn't vote for herself in her own primary.
Nope.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
She doesn't
live
there.
But the fact of the matter is...
What?
I'm scared of this stuff.
Yeah, well, you should be. You know, I'm aware of your... I'm aware of your checkered past.
No, I'm not responding to him.
I'm well aware of it.
Her checkered past?
Her checkered past.
Literally. And so we know about that checkered past.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen... And I want to say this before we go on vacation. Happy 86th birthday to the Guardian, who now writes us.
That's it, baby.
We love the Guardian. Yeah. We wish the Guardian a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, I just started watching the Rosenstein testimony. We'll see where it goes. Probably more lies and BS. Okay, I've watched about 30 minutes of it now. Oh, so he's keeping us going as he's going along. I'm getting exactly what I thought. Lies, BS, a lot of tap dancing. So sad we can't get the truth. Maybe... Okay, hold on. He had an idea for Dave that I told him it would be detrimental to his health.
Jesus.
I think he did something about eating paint chips, so I got to get by that.
Yeah.
How many paint chips? Put paint chips in a bag of Lay's and tell him it's a new flavor.
that's going too far.
What he wanted to do, and I told him he couldn't handle himself debate-wise or physically. He wanted to put him in a Trump shirt and Trump cap and have him go into restaurants. Get his ass kicked. And even if he didn't, and if he could go and defend himself properly, verbally or physically, that's one thing, but he couldn't do
it. No.
I don't want him doing that.
He panics.
Yeah, and then all hell breaks loose. Huge him. So, you guys are going on vacation. When you get back, I would consider it an honor to play Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? I think the fact that the prize isn't important to me. I might do a little better than some of the contestants you've had lately.
Well, I would imagine so.
Besides, I am a fairly knowledgeable person. It's different, though. It's different when you're in the hot seat. Not a lot of smart people go and play the game, but when you got it thrown at you and you've got only a few seconds to answer it and you're not quite sure and you know thousands of people are listening to you, can stumble you up a little bit. Yes, I know it will make a different playing over the phone. I would love to try to do that, though. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
Done it again!
I don't know. I could, you know, we might do a special edition. Pick a day of the week that we do it, because you got to keep it on the up and up for the listeners, and so they get a chance to get a prize. But we can go and do a quick round between the Guardian and Haney during the week sometime.
Nobody wants that.
He wants it.
He thinks he does.
I know that. That's what bothers me. And I don't want to have him, especially on his 89th, have to go and be taken aback because it's a different deal.
You know what I think we should do instead?
What?
Are you smarter than the Guardian?
Ah-ha!
Let him walk a mile in my shoes.
Let him plan it, and I want to have him in the studio to do it. I mean, he knows where the radio station is. It's practically his home away from home. Have him come down one day during the show and be you.
Yeah.
Because I don't. We'll have a listener go against the Guardian. And I will literally give the prize to either the Guardian or the listener.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
I don't want to go against him.
No, it would hurt too much.
Mm-hmm.
It would hurt too much. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our question of the week. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
We are the tip of the Beasley Broadcasting spear. That's it. Yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney and the news in about 30 minutes. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. We'll also pose to you, before we do that, our question of the week. We'll pose that question, do traffic, and let you call in with your answer. It's not a yes or no answer. It's your answer, and it's the correct answer. We'll take your phone calls. But before any of that, 4th of July. 4th of July this year. And I don't know how they're doing it. Which 3-day weekend do you get? Because the 4th of July falls on a Wednesday today, or this year. Do you take it prior to or following?
I don't know.
Because 4th of July, this is one of the biggies, and you usually get the 3-day weekend. Is it the weekend before the 4th of July, or is it the weekend after the 4th of July, since it falls in the middle of the week?
So, would you
Or do you get that Wednesday off?
Is that it?
I don't know. And they're saying, well, when are they going to do the fireworks? Well, Red, White, and Boom is going to be on Wednesday night, 4th of July. City of Cape Coral's Park and Recreations Department in K-Rock.
Well, what happened?
Bringing you Red, White, and Boom up there in Cape Coral.
Well, what happened last year? It would have been a Tuesday.
I don't know.
Because it's nice when it's a Monday or a Friday.
The fireworks going to start on Wednesday night, or the event starts around 5:30. It's going to be at the foot of the Cape Coral Bridge on Cape Coral Parkway. It's brought to you by Vaporango, Cape Coral, Cricket Wireless. You want more info? Go to 96krock.com. But it's like, okay, if it fell on a Tuesday, you'd make 3-day weekend. I don't know. The first part, I don't know. Maybe there's just no 3-day weekend. Maybe just,
I don't think so.
I don't. Texter, Wednesday's it. That's it.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame we won't be able to experience that because we'll be on vacation.
Should get a day for that,
oh,
right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And guess what? We're going to use it.
When?
I don't know. When we need it.
Yeah, we'll never use it.
I know. Our question of the week. It's a simple one.
I am so grateful that we get vacation like that.
Yes.
Because we didn't for a long time. I think everybody needs to have some time.
To let the brain calm down. Our question, it's simple, but it's going to make you think. We're all told we're supposed to like stuff. Oh, you got to do this. This is the new in thing. This is something you should try. Oh, have you ever gone and done this sport or this activity? Do you like this program? Do you like going out and doing this?
No, it's different. It's called a wine cooler.
Yeah. Our question of the week. What is something you want to like? You just can't. What is something you want to like? You know what? I should be with everybody else. They all seem to enjoy it. But I can't do it. No. 277-9600. What is something that you want to like, but just can't? No, it's not for me. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, people, you say this to some of your friends. Oh, let's go to blankety blank sushi place.
I want to.
You know what? I see you guys enjoying it and stuff, but I just can't eat the raw fish and the rice around it. And I can't eat a piece of octopus. Sorry. Not going to eat a chunk of eel.
Mm-mm.
You know, a piece of octopus on some rice with a suction cup. I love it. But some people, you know, and I'd like to join you, but I can't. 277-9600. What is something you want to like? You just can't. No. Let's get you updated on traffic. We'll take your phone calls. 277-9600.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. We got the left lane blocked due to an accident. Collier Boulevard, that's 951, southbound at I-75. Then we have delays up to 5 minutes. They're easing, though. I-75 northbound between exit 116, which is Bonita Beach Road, and exit 123, which is Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. Our question of the week. You know, your friends like doing it. They can't understand why you don't enjoy it. What's something you want to like, but you just can't? 277-9600. I'll tell you, and I was talking to this with Zito today. Video games. You guys are so into these things. And I remember when video games were coming out. I can still do the Nintendo stuff and like that. But these in-depth, headphone-wearing, team-making video games that sweep the nation, I don't get them. I don't like them. I'd like to be a part of that, but it's just I've tried it before. You bought me games for the gaming system. I've got the Xbox. I just... No, I wish I could, but I don't like it. Also, dancing.
I'm with you on the dancing.
You know, going to a let's go out dancing. I know I should like that. And everybody's socializing, having a good. I can't. I don't want to. No, thank you. No. What about you, Haney? Something you want to like, just can't.
Well, there's there's a couple. Probably lately, it's been thinking about pets.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it, but then I think about the commitment.
Yeah.
And nah.
No.
The other one that has really gotten to me over the years is boating.
Yeah.
I really wanted to be into boating.
A lot of work.
And I went so far as to purchase a boat.
I know.
And it never got on the water.
D-Train, something, you know, you want to like, you just can't.
Well, Stan, you've witnessed this happen to me. It's gotten very popular over the years, and you enjoy it. Craft beer.
Yeah.
I've been out to a place with you that serves over 738 different beers on tap, and I asked for a general run-of-the-mill light beer. Sorry, we don't have that one, sir. Well, let me get the... We don't have that, sir.
We go to a place, all the local breweries around here, and they brew great beer.
Why don't we have our own beer?
I'll tell you why.
Sabotage?
Yeah, well... There's a few other shows that would like to have it, too, so they put it to the sales department, who go to one of the umpteen breweries we have here. No, I don't think so. Okay, they don't want to do it, guys, so there's going to be no Stan and Haney beer. That's the attitude.
Because I know what I want, I can tell them how to make it.
Then I'll go and say, well, there's such and such a brewery, and then you'll hear a PD from the, oh, no. If they do that, it's going to be our beer.
Oh, come on. That's what's wrong with radio now.
Yeah. and that's it. Then I wash my hands of it.
And so I'll sit there and I'll buy a blonde beer that's close to what I like and try to find something that's not quite there.
You want to like it, you just can't.
Yep.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jane.
Jane, what's something you want to like, but you just can't?
Yogurt.
Good for you.
Even with the fruit in it, if like strawberries or blueberries?
I like every 6 months to a year, I try it again.
Yeah. No, you
because
can't.
It's good for you. Yeah. It's a diet. I just can't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. They really, that's a hard sell on the ladies. Yeah. Oh, you need to have yogurt. It's so important.
Yeah, I'd like to like it, but.
It has something to do with yeast.
Yeah, and active cultures.
Yep.
And yeast. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
This is Christian.
Christian, what's something you want to like, but just can't?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise is...
I can understand
that is core.
I can't understand it.
How could you not like mayonnaise?
I love everything that's in mayonnaise, the eggs, vinegar, all that, but I cannot get myself to put mayonnaise on a sandwich.
And tell me if you're right. If somebody makes you a sandwich, if you go and get a club sandwich and you specifically say no mayonnaise, even if it's a light glaze of mayonnaise on it, you know it.
I can taste it on there.
That's the way I am with a tomato.
Have you ever tried Duke's mayonnaise?
Oh, don't even.
What do you mean don't do it?
Duke's mayonnaise is good. It's comparable to...
It's a super mayonnaise.
Okay, whatever. 277.
Recipe hasn't changed since the war between the states.
277-9600. I don't know if you should play that.
Why?
It says the T-I...
All right. Nothing is fun anymore.
I know.
Can't do anything.
I know. 277. Next thing you'll be playing is Star Star.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go with Turd on the Run.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. 3, 2, ahoy. 1. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is John from Fort Myers.
Hey, John, what's something you want to like, but I just can't?
I just can't get into Caitlyn Jenner.
277-9600.
And there's nothing at all wrong with that.
No. 277-9600.
There are more people with you on that than you might think.
Ahoy, who's this?
Howdy, fellas. Twice in 2 weeks.
Hey, Pip, how are you? Are you still doing pools?
No, sir. I work for a wholesale distributor that sells to pool companies.
Ah, so you've gotten away from the chemicals?
I don't have to sweat anymore.
All right, he's learned the racket.
Yep. Yep. Do you think you had brain damage from breathing that stuff?
No, that was from the womb.
What's something that you want to like, Pip, but you just can't?
Liver and onions.
Do you want to like that?
Yeah, it looks delicious. I grew up. We ate it when we were little. We were forced to eat it. It was disgusting. My old man enjoyed it. My boss ordered it today for lunch, and I told him, I want to like it, but I can't.
277. I'll tell
that's
you.
That's one of those things that's either a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
When it's cooking, when you can smell somebody cooking liver and onions, it smells good in the room. I can't handle the texture,
taste. It's against my policy. I don't consume filter organs.
Yes, that's what it is. We've said it before. Why do you like steak and not liver or kidney? It's because one's a muscle and one's an organ. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul, what's something you want to like but just can't?
Bloody Marys.
I'm with you on that. I am with you on that.
Yeah. They look beautiful. Every time I've tried them, I almost get sick.
Uh-huh. Yep. Same thing. Well, I mean, they're making it with that tomato juice and all that stuff. You know what? Give me a vodka on the rocks. I'll pass on the tomato juice. 277-9600.
Oh, that's a drink that was invented by hardcore drunks so they could have it in the morning.
Yep, a little hair of the dog. Who was the one that we knew that made those bloody Caesars?
Mm-hmm.
That was even worse, with Clamato juice.
Yep. That was, his first name was Don.
Yep, and I don't think he's alive. 27796. You're not talking about Don from the other coast, are you?
No.
Yeah. That, well, the one we're thinking of, he ain't alive. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Adam.
Adam, what's something you want to like? You just can't.
Pork. I mean, the only thing I can eat in pork is bacon, and only bacon when it's super crispy. Besides that, I can't eat nothing else.
Real, but not even like a pork chop or a pork tenderloin or a spiral
pulled
cut
pork sandwich.
Honey ham pulled pork sandwich?
Nope, none of it. And I rarely and I butcher them, I cook them and everything. I just can't eat it myself.
Maybe with, and I'm going to tell you, and it'll affect you, if you're butchering hog, it may change the way you think about eating a hog.
If that was true, and then it'll go with the chicken and the cow.
You'll still eat a good chicken. Yeah, and tell everybody that you cut a chicken's head off, it still runs around for a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's the truth. 277-9600.
Yeah, with pork. The whole process from butchering to cooking to the table, you got to be very careful with it.
You most certainly do, especially, well, the pork you get in grocery stores now, it's pretty good, but the butcher has to be careful with it. Just real quick, and I've told the story before, and I won't go into the whole detail. Ask a butcher. You get cut with a beef bone in the butcher shop, and you know you got you're cutting through it with the saw or the knife. You get cut with a beef bone, no big deal. Wash it out, you're good. You get cut by a piece of pork bone, you're in trouble. You better get it taken care of fast. It's the truth. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Tom.
Tom, what's something you wanna like, but you just can't?
Cheese.
Any kind of cheese?
99%. The only time I ever eat cheese is melted mozzarella on a pizza.
And if somebody cut you a piece of mozzarella cheese, you wouldn't eat it? Or if somebody cut you a piece of Swiss?
No,
or
cheeseburger
cheddar
for you?
Cheeseburgers?
No cheeseburger, no. I fight with places all the time that forget to take don't put cheese on.
Now, see?
And I have to send them stuff back.
I'll bet you this guy, because they have just a quarter pounder with cheese on them, and he says no cheese, and they charge him the same amount, he'd have a problem with it. You know what? If they're charging me 10 cents more to put some cheese on it, well, they should charge me 10 cents less to take it off.
Well, that's how it used to be.
Yeah, I know. One more. Great album. One of the greatest albums of all time. Ahoy, who's this?
Kyle.
What's your first name, Kyle?
Yes, sir.
What's something that you want to like? You really do want to like it. Everybody seems to like it around you. You just can't.
The in-laws. I can't do the in-laws.
Yep, you want to like them. You can't.
It'd make life easier if you did, but...
If you'd like to answer our question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. What's something you want to like? You just can't. Mark Haney and the News is next. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a second. We'll also update you on traffic for your drive home. 6 o'clock. It's Mr. Nice Guy Roger Marley going to be taking over.
Did he make you say that?
Yep. He pushed me up against the wall and said, from now on, you call me Mr. Nice Guy.
Got it.
Yeah. And then he thumped his finger in my chest. Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know. But I go and tell people, you know what? He's a bully.
He's something out of, like, that video game Rampage.
Yep. Well, he'll be joining you at 6.
He's a beast.
Oh, on the air. He's mild-mannered. Comes across as a really nice guy.
Meek and mild.
Yep. Till you get, you know, he considers this his turf.
Mm-hmm.
One time I reminded him, it's not your turf until 6 o'clock. Up until 5:59 or 5:59, it's Stan and Haney turf.
Big mistake.
Yep. Had to go home and explain a black eye.
Did you hear Dan Rather?
What?
Boy, howdy, we've got a president now who is mean as a wolverine.
Good!
And so, of course, immediately, the internet takes over with the scenes from the original Red Dawn. Wolverines!
Yep. Yeah. I'm fine with that. Somebody better be.
I think we got a new mascot.
Yep. Mattress Firm has their big 4th of July sale going on, and Haney and I know this, and we're telling you, it's back. It's back.
You're talking about what I think you're talking about?
Yeah, the adjustable base.
You're talking about the big deal?
If you purchase a mattress of $599 or more, you're going to get a free adjustable base. That's a $699 value, free.
That is a life-changing thing.
It's life-changing. You say, oh, come on, what am I, in a hospital or something? I don't need it.
Try it.
Try it, and then you can't live without it.
Seriously, you go down to Mattress Firm and try one.
And then you'll
you won't believe it.
Plus,
it can, because everybody's different, but for me, the first time I tried one, I was like, I don't know that I need one of those.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then the guy said, just try it. He goes, your back ever bother you? I go, well, yeah, you know. But, you know, you live with it. He says, just try this. And he adjusted it just a little bit, and I felt the pressure go right off of my back. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, on a budget, get a Serta memory foam queen mattress for just $297. It's their lowest price ever. It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale going on right now. Tell them Stan and Haney sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's Mattress Firm. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Traffic brought to you by Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs. North Fort Myers, home of the best burger in town.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, a couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. There's a crash. 7100 block of Cypress Lake Drive. That's right near the Costco. And then in Lehigh Acres, crash in the 100 block of Delaware Road. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And it starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges. Tonight, in trouble with the law.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, June 28th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know.
All right.
Kellogg's has made a shocking admission. When you look at a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about this once before.
Mm-hmm. And you see all the different colors, and you think, boy, I am getting a lot of flavor here.
Like, what does the toucan say? All the flavors that are orange and cherry.
All
and
the flavors of the rainbow, yeah. They're all the same flavor.
Yep.
What is that flavor called?
I don't know. What is it called?
Fruit.
Fruit.
F-R-O-O-T. Fruit. So it's Fruit Loops.
You know, it's what's in the eye of the beholder. You're eating one of the red ones. Oh, you're thinking strawberry or cherry. You're eating an orange one. Oh, that's got to be orange. Uh-huh. Nope, all the same flavor.
What do the average house cat, a warthog, and a grizzly bear have in common?
They're all the next animals to come in thanks to Busch Gardens. We did have a hoot owl in here today and a porcupine.
And a baby owl.
And a baby owl and a tortoise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did it say that when it was in here?
No. No, it didn't.
Yes, it only says that at certain times.
Mm-hmm. Mating. Mating.
Fully two mess.
Yeah, mating season there.
Mm-hmm.
In heat.
The average house cat, a warthog, and a grizzly bear are all faster than the fastest human sprinters of all time.
Even a warthog.
Uh-huh. Canada. We know they've been saber-rattling lately.
They sure have.
But they do have one thing to brag about. Canada has a lot of lakes.
Well, don't the Great Lakes kind of run into Canada, where you have them up there in the Midwest?
Yeah, we share them.
Yeah, we share the Great Lakes.
But that aside, within the borders of Canada, there are about 3 million lakes. That is more than the rest of the world combined.
Well, they freeze over before the first snow, and you get that black ice. It's nice to skate on.
Yeah, well, that's where the glaciers, you know, yeah, ended up. You know, we've touched on this before about people that we regard now as geniuses that were not appreciated in their own time.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Seuss released an adult book in 1939.
Yep.
The book was entitled The Seven Lady Godivas, The True Facts Concerning History's Barest Family. It mainly featured a bunch of drawings of nude women. It only sold 2,500 copies.
Old Jessel there. He, you know, artist, and you see him with all the Horton Hears a Who drawings and the Lorax.
He drew other things.
He drew other things. You go to some galleries, and they have some of his earlier, you know, it's a Dr. Seuss drawing, but it ain't for kids.
Uh-huh.
There's one right behind you. There you go.
Oh, that is so Dr. Seuss.
But is it? I mean, you know it's Dr. Seuss. But the subject matter is not something you'd show to little junior.
No, it's nudity dealt with in a frank, abrupt manner.
Yes, a mature manner.
But there's nothing really wrong with it.
No, some of his stuff is really good. But at first glance, you automatically, that's a Dr. Seuss drawing. There's one, and I don't know if it came from his book, and they're rare, and I almost bought it, but I didn't have enough money. It's a woman, nude, and it had a green color to it, a very elaborate artwork done, very adult, but you're looking at it and saying, "This is what book? What Dr. Seuss book is this in?"
Mm-hmm.
Because you know he had other interests,
and you know where you really see it. The faces.
Yep.
It's he had such a definitive style. Moving on, which is the laziest segue there is.
Yes. In other news.
Yep. I learned that from Bryant Gumbel on Real Sports. Let's move on.
Yep. That's his little catch.
Yep. In the 1970s, there were certain record albums that, as far as we could tell as youngsters, were simply distributed to every American family.
Yep.
One of those, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, it appealed to everybody. Parents loved it. Kids, teenagers loved it.
All over the radio.
All over the radio. I think every cut on that thing was a hit to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize Fleetwood Mac were around a lot of years before that, even that album.
Yeah, but Fleetwood Mac, when they started out before all that, they were a dyed-in-the-wool blues band.
Yep. Yep.
The Fleetwood Mac of Rumors has nothing to do with the original band.
Nope.
The members of Fleetwood Mac did so much cocaine to get through recording Rumors, they considered it to be a necessity, a business expense, more than a leisure activity, and they seriously contemplated putting their drug dealer in the album credits for all his support.
You and I have heard so many of these stories from that making of that album.
Mm-hmm.
The breakup between Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie and John McVie were breaking up. They were fighting back and forth, sleeping with each other.
Mm-hmm.
The cocaine going crazy.
What a time.
And they made a masterpiece.
Vacation time is coming up, Stan.
It sure is.
Enjoying the 4th of July. And we should really try to enjoy every second of it. This is not news to you and I, Stan, but as soon as you're back at work, you'll immediately get back to that feeling of crushing emptiness. According to a new survey, the majority of people say that vacations recharge them and help them recover from stress.
Yes.
However, those good feelings are fleeting and go away quickly. 40% of people say the good feelings of vacation disappear within a few days.
How about a few hours?
24% say they disappear the second they arrive back at work. The survey found that 41% of people say their company actually encourages them to take time off.
Ha! Ha!
19% of people, even if they're allowed, they just don't take vacations because they're afraid it will make them look like they're not committed to their job. Mm.
That's old study. You should see some of these young kids today. They get everything's, I need a day off. Everything.
Everything?
I need a day off. I'm on summer vacation right now. I know this is a part-time job, but I don't want to work on Saturdays, okay? So don't schedule me on any Saturday because it's my free time from school. What are you talking about? This summer job for you? You want to make some money? I don't care. I just want Saturdays off.
And if you can't do that, then I guess I can't work here.
Precisely. Yes, that is true. Yes.
And they get away with it.
Yep.
You know, I busted my...
Yep.
How is it? I feel like we're getting screwed.
Yeah, well, you need to take a break. Well, yeah. It's a different world out there, Haney. Different world.
You know, forget what we were promised, which was an ashtray in every room.
Yeah.
Dancing girls, cigarette girls.
Yep.
Nope, you don't get that. You had to grow up with it, but you don't get to have it. And now everything's all PC.
Yeah.
You can't even call it up. In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Some strange... Oh, I guess I should save that. I got to do the good news.
Yeah, that's what he said, good news.
Yeah, I had him out of order. This is a news story. However, it's such a story that it will probably end up being a Pixar movie. Last year, a four-month-old cow named Bonnie escaped from a farm in upstate New York while its family was being rounded up to be sent to the slaughterhouse.
Circle of life.
And for weeks, the baby cow hid out in the woods nearby, and no one could catch it. Then some hunters were watching footage from wildlife cameras they'd set up, and they discovered that Bonnie, the four-month-old cow, had been adopted by a family of deer.
Aww.
They were eating, playing, and sleeping together, and there's all kinds of footage of this adorable nonsense.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
My Bonnie lies over the sea.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
Oh, bring back me Bonnie to me. Oh, I didn't know we were going to do shanties.
Ah, bring back.
Bring back me Bonnie to me.
To me.
Bring back. Bring back. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Oi!
There you go. There's the cow. There it is right there. Look at him. You know, and if he was back at the corral, he'd have all the hay he wants. But because he's with the deer, he has to scavenge for roots in the snow. A tough time for deer right now. Tough time.
When they're not being hit by cars.
Right.
Well, a woman named Becky Bartles.
I love it!
I told you, it's a Pixar movie. Little Bonnie and Becky Bartles. She owns the land the woods are on, and she knew Bonnie, as Stan just pointed out, couldn't survive the harsh winter on her own. So Becky, this past winter, went hiking back and forth into the woods with a sled to feed the cow.
Please. Stop.
Well, as good-hearted as Becky Bartles is, that gets old in a hurry. At first, it's like, oh, I want to save the cow,
yeah,
but I don't want to do this every day. So she got in touch with a charity called Farm Sanctuary that adopts runaway farm animals. After 8 months in the woods, Bonnie now has a permanent home on a 271-acre farm in upstate New York.
Well, Bonnie is lonely for her deer friends.
Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to know is, are the people that own that cow being reimbursed?
Yeah. If not, that's cattle rustling.
Sure is, Stan. That's what we used to call it, but I guess you're not allowed to say that anymore.
Oh. Oh. Offensive?
Yeah, it's offensive to cow.
Mm.
Some very strange fast food news.
Yes?
We've just learned Burger King and Budweiser are teaming up on a brand new burger.
Love it. What? What is it? The beer burger? King beer burger?
Well, it seems like a marketing deal because they've redone the old Budweiser
Wise Up
ads in honor of the burger, and they made a special Burger King cardboard crown that holds a can of beer with a straw attached to it.
Wow.
The burger is called the American Brewhouse King. Mm. It is a double cheeseburger with bacon and crispy onions. But it's not like the meat is marinated in Budweiser and Burger King's not going to suddenly start selling beer. So the whole thing really makes no sense.
Brew house. It sounds, you know, like tavern-like brew house. And a lot of wood and it's a Burger King.
Maybe, is there green leather involved there somewhere?
Green leather and
brass taps.
A lot of brass.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
There it is. That's just a burger. And you know when it's in the box, it don't look like that.
No. If you want to, what you do is you go and sit on that burger. Throw it up against the wall a couple of times, put it in a sack, and there you go.
There you go. Enjoy your brew house.
You know, if a kid, did I say Bill?
Yeah, I think you did.
Good enough. If a kid prank calls 911, give them a stern talking to.
Yeah.
Explain to them why that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, if that kid does it three or four times, then you're going to have to consider, you know, escalating options.
Yeah. Get a switch.
But what do you do when you're dealing with a grown man?
There's no helping them, especially after they've had a few and they want to chat.
There's a 62-year-old man in the Atlanta area named William Backus. He has called 911 a minimum. These are the ones they know about and can prove. He has called at least 118 times over the past 3 years with exactly zero reasons. No emergencies involved.
Want to know if they're there.
One time, William called and asked if they would bring him a fresh glass of milk.
Love it.
Another time, he was calling on the landline because he couldn't locate his cell phone. And then, of course, there was the big disaster when he lost his TV remote.
Oh, yeah.
Police and or fire department have responded to his home every single time he is called. But when they get there,
yeah,
he won't answer the door.
One of those kind.
So, after 118 calls, maybe more, they finally had enough. They put out a warrant for his arrest for abusing the 911 system. Oddly enough, now he refuses to get in touch with them. And that's the news for today, Thursday, June 28th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
It's time once again.
What is that? Hold on. I have to stop that. Where went the traffic? Hold on. I'll just do it by. I'll do it live.
Yeah. Damn fingers.
Jeez. It is. I fat fingered it.
It just jumped.
You're right just to the... as God made you,
yeah,
sir.
I can't help it that I have fingers like sausages.
Mm-hmm.
We have a crash, Colonial Boulevard and Winkler Avenue, and we also have another. We got a busted ass POS in the road, Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road, and you are up to date.
You know, Stan, a lot of people ask me, what do I like to do in my spare time?
What do you like to do in your spare time?
I like watching World War II era propaganda films.
Roll them.
Oh, no.
This is real. This was a propaganda film.
Oh, you are the enemy. Oh. I am not supposed to laugh. You've heard that the Japanese do not show their feelings. Nor do I have big teeth and thick glasses.
What?
Big teeth and thick glasses.
How sad to delusion you. And how easy. Easy because you do not know the Japanese. You only think you do. And you're wrong.
It's a white guy in makeup.
Let me show you how wrong you are.
Thus is Japan. My Japan. It is lovely.
Oh, it is.
Here, breezes soft and fragrant whisper the story of the moon goddess to feathery little pine trees. Here, dainty bridges hover over
that tiny accent.
Yeah.
Like hummingbirds over flowers.
Same character. But my favorite part is, haha, you think I have thick glasses and big teeth. You are wrong. You think you know Japan?
Let's laugh a little bit. Hi!
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
We love you women, but we can't be what you want us to be. We try. We can't figure you out. Why do you think guys like mowing the lawn so much? We'd rather hear than whatever you have to say. It's the same reason you guys blow dry your hair for so long. It can't take that long. You probably keep wetting your hair so you can stay in there. I can't take another word from him. Why do you think that thing is shaped like a gun? He won't shut up! We can't figure you out. You're too delicate. You guys are like that string of Christmas tree lights where if one of the bulbs is out, the whole operation is down. You make one mistake, she just shuts down, and you don't know which bulb it is. You have to guess, is this the problem? 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 And the dumb man is like, screw it, I'll just go buy a new one. I'm sorry. What I'm trying to tell you women is get married as close to your death as possible.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. But you just can't. 277-9600. I'll tell you, and I was talking to this with Zito today, video games. You guys are so into these things, and I remember when video games were coming out. I can still do the Nintendo stuff and like that, but these in-depth, headphone-wearing, team-making video games that sweep the nation, I don't get them. I don't like them. I'd like to be a part of that, but it's just, I've tried it before. You bought me games for the gaming system. I've got the Xbox. I wish I could, but I don't like it. Also, dancing.
I'm with you on the dancing.
You know, let's go out dancing. I know I should like that, and everybody's socializing, having a good, I can't. I don't want to. No. What about you, Haney? Something you want to like, just can't.
Well, there's a couple. Probably lately, it's been thinking about pets.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it, but then I think about the commitment, yeah. And nah, yeah, I don't know. The other one that has really gotten to me over the years is boating.
Yeah.
I really wanted to be into boating.
A lot of work.
And I went so far as to purchase a boat.
I know.
And it never got on the water.
D-Train, something, you know, you want to like, you just can't.
Well, Stan, you've witnessed this happen to me. It's gotten very popular over the years, and you enjoy it. Craft beer.
Yeah.
I've been out to a place with you that serves over 738 different beers on tap, and I asked for a general run-of-the-mill light beer. We don't have that one, sir. Well, let me get the... We don't have that, sir.
We go to a place, all the local breweries around here, and they brew great beer.
Why don't we have our own beer?
I'll tell you why.
Sabotage?
Yeah, well... There's a few other shows that would like to have it, too. So they put it to the sales department, who go to one of the umpteen breweries we have here. No, I don't think so. Okay, they don't want to do it, guys. So there's going to be no Stan and Haney beer. That's the attitude.
Because I know what I want, I can tell them how to make it.
Then I'll go and say, well, there's such and such a brewery, and then you'll hear a PD from the... Oh, no. If they do that, it's going to be our beer.
That's what's wrong with radio now.
Yeah, and that's it. Then I wash my hands of it.
And so I'll sit there and I'll buy a blonde beer that's close to what I like and try to find something that's not quite there.
You want to like it, you just can't.
Yep.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jane.
Jane, what's something you want to like, but you just can't?
Yogurt.
Good for you.
Even with the fruit in it, if like strawberries or blueberries?
I like every 6 months to a year, I try it again.
Yeah. No, you
because
can't.
It's good for you. Yeah. It's a diet. I just can't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. They really, that's a hard sell on the ladies. Yeah. Oh, you need to have yogurt so important.
Yeah, I'd like to like it, but...
It has something to do with yeast.
Yeah, and active cultures
and
yeast. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy!
This is Christian.
Christian, what's something you want to like, but just can't?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise is...
I can understand
that is core.
It. I can understand.
How could you not like mayonnaise?
I love everything that's in mayonnaise, eggs, vinegar, all that, but I cannot get myself to put mayonnaise on a sandwich.
And tell me if you're right. If somebody makes you a sandwich, if you go and get a club sandwich and you specifically say, no mayonnaise, even if it's a light glaze of mayonnaise on it, you know it.
I can taste it on there. It
That's the way I am with a tomato.
Have you ever tried Duke's mayonnaise?
Oh, don't even.
What do you mean, don't do it?
Duke's mayonnaise is good. It's comparable to...
It's a super mayonnaise.
Okay, whatever. 277.
Recipe hasn't changed since the war between the states.
Ahoy, who's this?
Kyle.
What's your first name, Kyle?
Yes, sir.
What's something that you want to like? You really do want to like it. Everybody seems to like it around you. You just can't.
The in-laws. I can't do the
analog. Yep. You want to like them, you can.
It'd make life easier if you did, but
Blue Skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.